Dreamscape presents The Highlander's Bride by Amanda Forrester, narrated by Mary Jane Wells. One. France, 1359. Sir Gavin Patrick spurred his destrier and raced into the rising tide of English soldiers with the full knowledge they had already lost. Gavin was a bright lad by all accounts, but even one slow with his sums could readily see that the small force of French and Scottish allies was grossly outnumbered. Again. A more practical person may have considered a tactical retreat, but the French would fight for honour, and Gavin, being a Highlander, would fight the English any chance he got. Besides, if he led a charge now, he could prevent a rout. Unfortunately, the French were honourable only to a point, and fled as soon as it became clear their advance was a failure. Without order, the knights turned and ran for the protection of the forest, leaving their retreating flank unprotected. It was the worst thing they could have done. One noble continued the fight and was quickly surrounded, unable to flee.
"Hold the line!" cried Gavin to the retreating men.
It was a pointless command. The soldiers could hear nothing above the din of their own panic. Gavin pushed ahead to the surrounding noble. The man was still mounted and fighting hard, but it was a matter of seconds before he was captured or killed. One of the English soldiers grabbed the bridle of the French noble's mount and forced it down. The end of the nobleman was near. Gavin gave the howling war cry of the charging Highlander. It succeeded in momentarily arresting the attack of the English soldiers, who turned to see what demon was approaching them.